cliffcentral.com. Future CEOs on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is hot in studio. I wish you could see what was going on. Welcome back to the second half of the show. My name is Hlubimboya Arnold, and obviously you're listening to Future CEOs, and this is where we advocate and amplify and catalyze African entrepreneurship. A friend, a business coach, a mentor, a visionary, a motivator, an innovator, and the CEO of A Team Gym. Oh, Boudouam. Oh, the legendary Claude Maposa. Thank you so much for coming into studio.
It is well, madam. Thank you.
And talking to us about your journey and your life and what you do and where you see yourself in a decade or two and where you see these beautiful young Africans in a decade or two.
Well, the journey continues.
Let's start from the top, from the beginning.
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
As I've came with my prodigies, this is where it began.
It's hot in here.
So yes. The reason why I'm with them is because that's where it started. You know, being ambitious, wanting to be something that it's extraordinary and keep it to this level until doomsday.
Guys, proteges, say hello. Say what's up.
Hi, how are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
The name is Ngobile Khumalo.
Ngobile Khumalo.
I'm the general of the A team.
Wow.
Yes, bless. Also have the gym at Dobsonville Extension 3, which is called TTA Fitness Gym.
Yes.
All under the A team Federation.
And you, my man?
Hi, I'm Buitumelo Motane.
Yeah.
Junior. From A team.
Yes.
I also started small gym at Itusing near Cosmo City.
Yes.
So yes, I'm running behind Mr. Claude Maposa.
So tell us, guys. I just wanted to talk to you, Ganlin. Tell us about the influence Claude has had in your lives, as a leader, as somebody from the community who's making a difference, and as a businessman, because at the end of the day, you want those skills. Because one day, nifuna vuleje mzenu, right?
Yes.
Correct. So let's talk about Claude while he's here. Tell us. As a business leader, what has he done for you? What has he taught you?
You know, I can't find the right words to, you know, to describe coaching. I think if I can talk, I can talk the whole day, you know, because of as a young star who's been sports active, Elokshini in Dobsonville, you know, we didn't have much shows, Zepoldi building. We will train and train. At the end of the day, you train, there's no progress. You see, you end up walking in Mamoli and without no positive movement. Ebusa to the
next
brighter
level,
future.
Next
yes,
level.
You
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
But then with the coach, when he came along, I was preparing for, you know, I had this mentality in me that said one day I'll go play for South Africa overseas, you know. So that thing was always keeping, it was busy pushing me,
motivating.
You know, motivating me until a time whereby we were supposed to host a Soweto mini marathon, which is, it was the World Games, including all the sporting codes. That's whereby I engaged a coach and I told him what we are talking in these terms. And then he was mentoring me how to host them. And we did. And, you know, with me also taking part in A Team Federation bodybuilding shows like your Petros Mulife, obtaining the first position, you know, it has uplifted my spirit, and I have also achieved the wish that I once had, which I wish one day I can play overseas for South Africa, which I did. It took me to Las Vegas. And
you've said such powerful statements and words just on their own.
Yes.
And when you re-listen to this podcast, and I will too, you actually will get goosebumps because isn't those tetile? You speak words into existence.
You know
that biblical term. You speak out those
true.
Things.
Buti,
tell us the business tools and skills that coach has given you being an entrepreneur.
Well, since I started gymming, I didn't know where I was going.
Yeah.
Since I've met Mr. Claude Maphosa, he showed me who I am. First day I've met him, I told him that I would like to compete because I've seen him posting some competitions. And then I joined him. He taught me how to pose, how to stand on the stage. And my first competition, I came third, which is I won the award of Mr. Cosmo. So that's where I found myself. That's where I saw that this is me. I belong at the gym. I belong to this pain. Feeling good.
Claude, I don't know what to call you. there's nothing worthy, to be honest. But let's start with mentorship, because as long as I've known you, through being an actress, through being a motivational speaker myself, finding the power of fitness being a lifestyle, guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
And then ending up in this part of my life where I'm an entrepreneur, but a social entrepreneur, whereby everything I do is to uplift community. And you stand for that. You're a pillar of that beacon. What qualities do you possess that make you who you are?
I think sometimes it's a calling, you know.
Amen.
It's something that you cannot take away from yourself, and it's something that you cannot divide. Because if I look at these guys, they're totally different people together, and they're doing something they love, you know. And sometimes you find people that have never had that opportunity, that, you know what, everything is closed down. You got to have academics, you got to have this. But they said, you know what, without that, but with the knowledge and learning and willing to learn, to go beyond, it takes them far. So it takes away all that within themselves, and it brings them fire, you know. That motivates me as well every day, regardless of how sometimes I feel like, you know what, God, where is my journey? But God says, your journey is ahead.
Mm.
So once you work with him as well, the vision never stops.
As a business leader, what are the qualities you want us to possess to create our own businesses?
To create your own business, yes, it's got challenges. But
right.
Once you step on it and you don't think money, you think something, you know what, beyond that.
Mm.
I want to be able to have 20, 30 or more than 100 people that I can be able to, because one person that you change their life, they're able to change more than 50 people at the same time. So it's not about sometimes yourself, you know what, this is what I want to possess, but it's what you want to give. The more you give, the more you get blessed.
I know, and I've known you for a very long time, almost 15 years, and I've seen you close and open shop, move, get struck down, but you rise again. Other clients looking for sponsors. You know, the real, I don't want to say hustler, but the real person who, the grit and the grime of a businessman. You never give up. You always see an avenue of somebody else going to on something. This is what I'm doing. Come board. Let's do this. Tell us a bit of stories of those tough times.
You know,
and have you conquered them? Because you're a conqueror.
Especially in business, you know, when you start something, always remember there's somebody else who's going to try and make it better and try to make it so that he can get the best out of you. So in every instant I've done, you know, I've opened about 3 gyms. Every time I open a gym, somebody else comes and open a bigger gym. And I'm like, why? You know, but it make me realize that, you know what, there's something good about me. And there's something that makes me also be different from everybody else.
And you are.
You know?
And you
so
are.
So that, at times it will demotivate you, but spiritually it will motivate you to say, you know what, it means there's something good about me, or else nobody will care. And at the same time, if somebody opens, it means that there's more people that will also be able to be motivated to come within. Maybe my space was too small for everyone. So that also motivates you to be able to be empowering the whole community around you.
as far as I can remember, the A-Team gym stood for hashtag not for the faint-hearted. And I love that. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's just a phrase that people need to catch on to that symbolizes and describes your ethos and everything that you stand for. Yeah. Not for the faint-hearted. Tell us more about you that. Know, I love it.
I remember the most touching story was when... One of the ladies, I think you remember, what's her name was Lerato.
Yes.
And she was 120 kilos.
Yes.
And we had to bring her down to at least less than 100 kilos to get an operation. And she was obese.
I remember.
And the doctors, they say they can't. And then throughout the journey of that lady, you know, it motivated me to keep on trying to help her out. She was crying every day. She was doing this. I said, you know what? You will make it. And you will be able to be a conqueror. Now she's able to walk the way she wants to walk. Now she's had an operation. She won the Josie Prize, you know, for losing weight.
Wow.
So that was, it's a journey that you cannot stop because people are different. And you look at your surrounding, it's not only youngsters that say, hey, I want to be big. But it's all those ladies that are challenged physically, emotionally. And there's one lady that was doing an iron lady. I think she was coming sometime in the afternoon. Hey, she used to cry a lot, but she trained with a lady and they motivated each other, two different physiques altogether, you know. And now she's doing jip non-stop, right? Oh, you know, those stories, they motivate you and you see how physically strong those people are, but they're totally different people. And then you get youngsters saying, you know what, I want to open my gym. Mobile has got a gym in the township. He's got a gym in the township. They might not be as glamorous as the other gym, but they've got a vision, you know, that, you know what, we are gonna do it and we're gonna make it one day. You know,
guys, guys, what's the best advice Coach Claude has ever given you?
For me, he told me that never stop. Pain is a pain. We will all get pain. So keep on pushing.
With me.
What?
I remember this time we were hosting a gym. A show at Nasrec, and then I was like, I was the first one to arrive because I was anxious to compete, you know. Yes, he was hosting strongman competition and I was there, and then as I called him, I said, Coach, I'm here. So where are you? I was like, Baba, I'm coming. I'm there in 5 minutes. Okay, I say, okay, but I'm here already. I think I should start working for A-Team. You guys are late. And then it's on the spot, he said, you are hired.
Yeah.
So at that point, at that moment,
what did that say about
you know,
yourself? Yeah.
I think he picked up this element that says, okay, this guy is hungry. At that very spot.
Love that.
This guy is hungry and he's willing to work. And then he channeled me again to Steve for Dream Body Gym. Yes, he also channeled me to Babu Steve. He said, okay, fine. What are you doing? I'm like, no, I have a gym. It's a developer and stuff like that. And then he says, okay, fine. I want you to go meet this guy. He's not asking me questions.
Telling
yes.
you.
Yes. Basically, when it's me and him, it's always order, you know. Mm. And I failed to find myself disagreeing with him and saying, no, why this, why that? You know, because I believe like God has implemented something within himself, you see. So within him, that is the one that is ordering me to do things. So I take it as like that. So some people will come to me and say, you have been working with Coach for so many years, you know, how do you do it? Coach is it's a very stubborn man, you know, it's difficult. I remember this time when he was in overseas, you know, he called me and said, I'm going away and I need someone who's going to run the gym, as I was running the gym too. And then I said, no problem, I'm there, you know. Just then, I just packed my bags and then I went to his gym. I ran the gym. And then we were communicating via WhatsApp. And then from overseas, I was here in South Africa. And then he says, I don't think I'll make it. There's a show that you need to host. You know? I've never hosted a bodybuilding show before.
Throwing
know?
You in the deep end because he sees your potential.
You know, so every time when he put me on a spot, like to me, it's a challenge.
You rise.
Yes. To me, it becomes a challenge to say, okay, he trusts me enough to give me this information. That means I need to upshine from the task that he has given me. you know. So every time, that thing always motivates, it motivates me, you know.
You know what, I hope you're listening. You know, the show that we had before was about You Can Do, and I love that name, and it's about universal choices, but Claude, universal opportunities. As a CEO and as an entrepreneur, I think sometimes we don't know, maybe this career path is right for us. Okay, am I going to be successful? Am I really, there's so many things out there. Where do I fit in? Where can I actually disrupt? I don't want to just fit in. You don't want to survive. You want to thrive. Yeah, you know, coach, when was that light bulb moment for you saying, this is my calling? This is my destiny. This is where I'll make a difference. This is my impact. When was that in your entrepreneurial journey? When was that?
You know, they always say, the table has been set before you. When you are growing, there's always something unique about you. There's always something unique to an extent that you need to sit down with yourself and those who have come before you. One way or the other, you will identify your path. But as you grow as well, the journey becomes bigger and bigger. But at the same time, if you remember...
But so many distractions as well. But Claude, Coach Claude, I'm not calling you Bruce, yes. It's Coach.
Yes? Those distractions are meant to build you up. They are meant to make you stronger because they cannot destroy you. Because every day the sun will set, the sun will shine. So once you have that in your mind, no matter what comes, nobody can take that away from you. But you have to have the willpower as well, because the people around you, they determine also your future.
I don't want you to now be shy. I want you to tell the future CEOs community everything that you do, because I've got here bodybuilding competitions. I've got Mr. and Mr. Soweto bodybuilding show, areas expertise, disadvantaged communities, boxing with senior citizens, boxing for the youth. Tell us, the list goes on. Tell us everything.
Right. To round it up.
Round it up.
To round it up, it's a way of life through fitness.
Yeah.
Regardless of what age you are.
Yeah.
So what we do is we mentor students at schools to say, you know what, mindset that is healthy. There's no other than any other thing that beats that. But regardless of how disadvantaged you are. So there you got your old senior citizen. You've got your students. You've got your normal average person. You've got somebody else who's doing different types of competition. So how do you put that together? So remember, it's only one thing that takes everything. And it's what your heart says. So if your heart says it's in the right place and you meet the right people, I will develop a formula that will work for you regardless.
Tell us about a time when you had to cope with a lack of confidence as a leader.
Those times are always negative thoughts in my mind. They don't exist. Failure makes me very successful.
And that is a true and honest CEO speech.
Because you gotta fail somewhere to achieve success. And if you don't fail, you must start praying something is not right. So every challenge I meet, I know that something good is coming. So I always know that regardless of what challenges I meet, regardless of I go to the bank, they say no, it means that bank was not for me. Because the banks are looking for people to work for. But if they tell you, no, bring this and that and that, it's not for you. So you better step away, because something that is for you is already there.
Guys, the proteges, what's your dream about the A-Team gym, and what's the dream for yourselves? What does your future hold for you when it comes to fitness as a lifestyle and entrepreneurs in the fitness industry?
Well, for me, is to grow big and show people that gym is needed in life. Fitness is needed in life. Fitness is life. So for my dream, I need to build, to help grow a team overseas, make it big. So yeah, that's for me.
Second protege.
Okay. With me, I have a different vision based on the question that you've just asked. You know, one day I would love to see a structure form. We have your shopping malls whereby you have your clothing in there and your so forth. So I would love to have a structural structure which is going to be run by A-Team, which is your mall, basically. It's your mall that is structured like your shopping mall, but it is run by the A-Team, whereby you can get your supplement here, you can get your all kind of fitness Items, yes. Items, even gym inside, you know. The growth that I'm seeing, it's bigger than the you know, the ways that I'm talking about. You know, we can have your Maponya Mall, your Westgate Mall. Can we have a TTA Fitness Gym Mall?
Mm.
Yes, it's possible. Mm. You know, it's possible through God and working together. I believe that we can achieve that.
Coach, I spoke to Marilise and I asked the same question about in business. What does it take to be successful? Skills or connections? Your relationships that you have with people or Kanye, a skill set or both?
Mostly it's somebody bigger than you to mentor you. Somebody, not because of money to say, but somebody who always give you wisdom of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you know, to say, you know what, be critical.
Who do you look up to? I mean, we look up to you. Who is a mentor to you? Who's that?
First and foremost, obviously, God is my mentorship.
Amen, hallelujah.
You know?
Yes.
And I've had a lot of people around me that are very spiritual.
Mm.
And that keeps me motivated. I've been to crusades where you see miracles happen. I've got people with Dream Body Fitness, one of the only black people that survives in this gym industry because it's vicious.
Mm.
And it's not an easy thing, you know.
It's so highly competitive.
You know, if you can see somebody running a gym and is a black person in this country, this present moment, it's tough. Because to maintain it, to sustain it, you know. So those are the kind of people that you sit with, you look around, and you know, you keep on saying, you know what, I can also do it, you know. So being surrounded by that, just the word and the wisdom they give you. In the morning, you know, they just tell you good morning. And in the afternoon, they tell you good morning. Never give up. So that keeps you going.
Okay, last round of questions, and then we've got to wrap up the show. See, it goes quickly this half an hour. Coach, for you, because you just... I don't spend enough time with you because I always run away because he gives me an ass whipping when I go and train and then I never come back. I do disappearing stunts. The question is, my favorite question, and I love this. What would you say to a 21-year-old Claude Maposa about where you are, about life and your journey ahead? You're 21 years old and you're like, what would you say to yourself at 21?
I would say to you, get motivated. Find somebody who can mentor you. How they came to the journey to be where they are. You know, don't get carried away by things that you see at that particular moment. Everything that you do in life, it's a stepping stone. At 21, it's like you're a baby to grow. Don't get excited by things that, you know, that are out there in the world. But get yourself surrounded by positive people, because that's why we go to schools, to say, you know what, this is what you need to do. You know, when we go to schools now, we get a 90% pass rate in Cosmo City, five distinctions. And I mean, for me, that's an achievement, you know. And I can tell the world that, you know what, this is what our journey is all about. So if I can have students, 90% pass rate in one school, that we go there and mentor, and we get people to come and say, you know what, we want to work with you to see how we can empower other people. So you can imagine what a 21-year-old can do in the next 10 years.
I love you so much. I love you more than you know. Thanks, guys. Thanks for bringing the heat to future CEOs. That was Claude Maposa, the CEO of A-Team Gym. Fitness is definitely a way of life, and we can make it a business venture, a successful black business venture as well. You know what? If anything I've learned from the show, I'd like to share my thoughts over the last two sessions. So that was You Can Do and CEO of A-Team Gym, Claude Maposa. To be a successful entrepreneur or successful CEO, it's about having a great mentor and a positive mindset. My name is Libby Moya Arnold, Gareth Armstrong. We do miss you, but I'm doing okay without you.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll see you again next week, Thursday, on Cliff Central. This is Future CEOs. God bless and goodbye.
Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.